When I do something positive, it's never in the paper. When I do something negative, or somebody think that was negative, then boom, it's in the paper. So, you know, I'm okay with the situation. I'm fine, and I'm happy about it. So I love criticism. So you keep writing it, I'll keep proving you wrong.
So it's not a holdout situation, but are you trying to negotiate a deal?
It's not about negotiating. You know, I think I have a contract already. It's just reworking that contract, you know, and it's not about adding more money onto the situation or anything like that. It's just me and the organization have a situation that I talked to them about and hoping that we can work it out.
Jordan did say that you guys have had some
Yes,
problems,
right, exactly. So
that's
mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that has nothing to do with me not being here last week.
What kinds of things are you hoping to work out?
That's between me and the organization.
Does it have anything to do with Greg's situation?
Listen, I want them to give Greg $100 million, and I'm not complaining. Because you got to understand one thing about Greg. Greg is a great athlete. He's going to continue playing probably longer than me. So regardless, I can't control what they give him now and what they're going to give him in the future. He'll probably see 3 or 4 contracts by the time I get done playing. So I want him to get as much money as possible. I'm not trying to be the highest paid receiver in the National Football League. I have never received that, and it's not going to ever happen. So I'm fine with what I have. I make good money, and I'm happy about it.
So minicamp, you're here?
I am here. I will be here.
Though.
Oh, June 23rd? I would be here with ringing bells on. You'll see me out there.
You hear the rest of the OTAs?
Yes, I am here the rest of the OTAs. So if I miss a day, then I'll let y'all know before I leave that it is a family issue.
That'd be
so
great.
Y'all won't write anything negative about me. Okay?
Thank you. Finding a way to make sure that you're staying with Packers the rest of your career?
You know, that's have always been my goal. You know, it's when I got drafted in 1999, that's what I told Ron Wolfe. I wanted to be here and retire here as a Green Bay Packer. And I think that's what is more that to me than anything is your legacy. You build a legacy, you don't want it to be tarnished by anything. And that's why I want to be here the rest of my career.
How nice to just see your guys again as opposed to practicing by yourself?
It was fun. You know, Greg said we ain't run them any routes. They haven't ran them any routes since I've been gone. So when I came back, we got back on sync and started running the routes that we need to run. So it's team effort.
Is today your actual first day of practice? Do you guys practice for you?
Yes.
First time
you
were on the field before
today? Shoot, I don't know. The last game of the season.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it.
The drills, you caught that ball right up the middle, like right away. I mean, is it like at this point for you, kind of like, you know, riding a bike, getting back out?
Yeah, it never stops. You know, I've been at home running routes and catching balls, and, you know, I think that's the biggest thing with me. You know, I want to stay in great shape, and, you know, I want to play until I'm 40. You know, so I want to prove the world that I can't play that, you know, that long. I think one of my idols is Jerry Rice, and he played a long time. So I'm hoping to, you know, surpass him if I can, just in years. I don't know if I ever pass him in yards and catches. That would never happen.
Do you know where the second
Who?
Jerron Harris.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That is pretty neat. Now I have to see if I can get a couple autographs and see if he can give me a couple autographs from him.